Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Today is Monday. That means this is going to be the best episode we do all week. This is, of course, a digging deeper. We're going to be going through clips from some of the best podcasts that have come out within the nation in the last 2 weeks. We're going to be talking about Us Weekly's Right Reasons podcast, an episode that came out a few weeks ago with Jacqueline Trumbull. We're going to be talking about an episode of Bachelors in the City. We're going to be talking about an episode of Chatty Broads. We're going to be talking about an episode of Bachelor Party. We're going to be talking about an episode of Tell Me Podcasts with Ellen Pompeo, who had a very special guest, though, from The Nation. She is not from The Nation, but she is a big fan. She's a Bachelor super fan, and she had on someone very important. And, of course, we're going to be talking about an Us Weekly interview that is not a podcast, just an interview with a certain GSJ, in which he says something that is absolutely fucking insane. So that's all the stuff we got to cover. It's quite a bit. It's 13 clips in total. We believe you're going to enjoy it all. And for those of you who have heard of Digging Deeper before, you know how this works. We're going to play these clips. We're going to analyze these clips, and we're going to go through them all. And if you want to hear this entire episode, you go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You join us in the bottom of the pit, and you're going to get access to everything, including that grocery store Joe clip that we're going to play at the very end, which is just, you hear it and you're just like, what is going on here?
He's eating the sauce.
Eating the sauce. He's making the sauce. He's bathing in the sauce.
He's slurping it.
He's made of sauce. It's all sauce now.
I like that the sauce is just company man.
Sauce is lie. Sauce is lies. That's what it is. You're eating the lies. You're metabolizing the lies. The lies are becoming part of you on an atomic level.
You're sprinkling the sauce on your pasta. You're sprinkling it on your meatballs, like your lasagna.
Yeah.
I think that's all I eat.
Lasagna and pizza, and doesn't know which is which. All right. So let's begin this now. Again, this is
Digging Deeper.
So the first clips we're going to play, the first six clips, in fact, come from Us Weekly's Right Reasons podcast, hosted by Sarah Herron. This is from November 3rd. The guest on this show was Jacqueline Trumbull, who was really an underutilized player on Ari Leyendijk's season 22 of The Bachelor. She sat in this fucking interview, and they basically do a recap of the game from that week, from 11-3. But they talk about so much more shit in this. This podcast had a tidal wave of tids and behind-the-scenes revelations from Trumbull about how the show is produced. I cannot recommend it enough. You should definitely listen to this entire podcast. This is well worth listening to the whole thing. Really good. But we've carved out the best six moments here.
By the way, this is not Sarah Herron, who was on John Lowe's season. I made this mistake.
No, it's not even spelled the same.
Common mistake.
Slightly different spelling of the last names, but this is a different Sarah Herron. Maybe it's even pronounced Sarah Heron. I'm not sure. But she does all the Us Weekly podcast stuff. And I believe she even writes for them, does a little Bachelor coverage in print as well. But here we're going to begin this with our first clip. This is Jacqueline Trumbull talking about the edits of episodes and what she believes is going to be happening to Bachelor season 26 lead Clayton Eckard in terms of an edit. So here is our first clip.
Clayton, who is like the new Bachelor, was just funny that he said, like, so far I haven't been able to stand out, which is I think what we're all thinking regarding Clayton and like waiting for like, why did ABC do this? And what are we like all missing? Besides he's just like a, you know, objectively like attractive dude, but like nothing like stands out, as he said.
The interesting thing about Clayton too is that they're still editing. Like they edit the episodes up until the point that they release them. Okay. So he's very clearly going to get a favorable edit. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to see that play out. Like they're not looking for an audience reaction and that's who they choose from. They're going to make him the Bachelor. And
yeah. I feel like they did that a little bit. This is just what I heard. I don't know if this is true. And I've actually never met her. And I'm supposed to be talking to her about her book soon. But Hannah Brown, they knew maybe kind of earlier. And there was some stuff. Like I think Colton wrote about this in his book. She showed up on his hometown date with Hannah G, who's also from Alabama, and like kind of like went off. And they just cut it out because they like wanted
interesting
her, you know?
Yeah. Well, they did that with Rachel Lindsay too, I believe.
Right. And Vanessa too.
Vanessa.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was like a lot of drama with them and they just didn't air it because they needed Vanessa to be the winner.
Both of them.
There you have it. They manipulate all of it. The producers make whatever they want out of whatever footage they have. Nothing you're seeing is real. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people who watch the show don't quite understand, that by omitting shit, they can make players look better or worse or whatever, or by adding shit, same kind of thing. So in cases like this with Clayton, or as they just fucking revealed, Hannah Brown showed up on a fucking hometown during Colton season to blow it up. We never saw that because she was going to be the Bachelorette. So they had to protect her.
I mean, how much Hannah on Hannah violence was cut out?
It seems like a lot. I'm so curious to see what the fuck they're talking about. I would love to see that fucking footage or even just hear what occurred in it. But then also you have to remember, like, for Hannah Brown to show up on that hometown, the producers also did that. They facilitated that. Mm-hmm. So the producers are not only putting these players in situations to make them look bad, they're then deciding ultimately in the edit if they're going to use that footage to make them look bad. And if this is a chosen player, a protected player, none of that footage will ever see the light of day. We've also heard some rumor that Becca Kufrin has a slew of footage that is not very nice, doesn't paint her in such a pretty light, but the producers will never use it because she is, at this point, one of the most important figures in their money-making machine.
Dripping in sauce.
Dripping in fucking sauce. Legitimately dripping in sauce. The sauce is fucking real, and this clip, this opening clip, it blew my fucking mind to hear that Hannah Brown showed up on that date. But also this idea that Trumbull is talking about where they will make Clayton the bachelor. He's not doing mm-hmm. anything to curry favor from the fourth audience. He's not shining in any way that we're demanding, oh, he should definitely be the next bachelor. The producers are going to just create that out of the edit that is coming in the next few weeks.
I love the implication that they can just give a bachelor edit to anyone. They have so much footage to work with that they probably could do it with most people. Maybe not, you know, Carl, for instance, but most people.
Yeah. And I mean, but what's weird, they're talking about, you know, they're going to give Clayton the bachelor edit. I'm like, well, when does that start? Because we're five episodes in now and fucking I've barely seen this guy.
Wait, did you not see the Clayton rotation?
I did see that.
Get that guy the crown.
I saw the Clayton rotation and I saw him making cotton candy for people. Very crown-esque activities. At any rate, that's just kind of our little appetizer, getting us into the mood of talking about producer manipulations and all that kind of shit, which Jacqueline Trumbull does throughout the course of this entire episode. In this next clip we're going to play, she talks about producers getting looser with the, in quotes, rules of the show, and how producer involvement is starting to become more and more common, and how that footage of players talking to producers is valuable as it relates to villain edits and things of this nature. So here we go. Here's this next clip.
And we had this fourth wall producer moment. Did that yes. surprise you that they included this producer combo?
Yeah, well, they're getting a little bit, I think basically since Ari's season, they've been getting looser with the rules of the show, which is kind of cool. I mean, they did that in my season with Lauren talking to her producer about how hard it was to watch him go on one-on-one dates.
Okay.
It's cool as a viewer because it's totally unscripted and you see how people are when they bring their walls down. The interesting thing is, like, if you filmed any one of us walking through our day-to-day lives and listened to our conversations with our friends, we would probably sound like the biggest, cattiest, like, dicks ever.
Fair.
But it's because we develop these relationships with people and they know ultimately we're good people. And so we're allowed to, like, let down our guard and say mean jokes and whatever. But when you show that on TV, it just makes them look like an absolute sociopath.
It's interesting that she's saying they're getting looser, but that they did it on her season. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it since season one. I will never forget that fantasy suite of Shannon.
Oh, of course. That was terrifying. In that fantasy suite, there were cameras in the room that she may or may not have known about. And she was trying to get out of the fantasy suite, didn't want to go in. She gets coerced in going in. Like, it was definitely fucking crazy. But what you're saying about Jacqueline Trumbull saying, like, I think it started in my season. Every player thinks that. I remember when Rachel Lindsay thought she invented the hooju. It's like, no, this game has been around since March 25th, 2001. A lot of stuff has happened, and players being coerced by producers or even producers showing up on camera has been in the game from the very beginning. But what she's talking about here is this idea that this footage, which should be at least in a player's mind when you're talking to a producer off camera. It's not in an ITM. You're just sitting in a room talking mm-hmm. to them. You're still mic'd and there are still cameras around, but you have this false sense of security that, like, well, I'm having this conversation in confidence with the person who's helping me through this process.
Yeah.
And then they use that footage in the edit to make you look bad. This illustrates to any players out there or just fans of the game, you can never trust the producers. Literally never. You're always being recorded. Even if you're talking to them in a non-ITM format, what you're saying to them, they will use one way or another to make you look good or bad or whatever the fuck they want. So if you are saying things like Jamie was saying, like, I got this unlock, who the fuck even are these other guys? You're fucked. You're simply fucked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they use it the majority of the time to vilify people. They did it with Victoria Larson, where she's complaining about everyone. They did it to Jamie. And it is, I mean, I'm sure it's hard to be in an environment where you have to watch what you're saying every second of the day. But it also relates to the first clip, because it's like they have this footage on everyone. Everyone, unless they're really astute players, probably has some sort of dirt conversation where they're talking shit. They think that they're not on camera, but they just choose who they're going to include those with.
Yeah, that's the nature of the show. They can use this footage to do whatever they want. And now we are going to cut to this next clip where both of these, Jacqueline Trumbull and Sarah Herron, are discussing the nature of the relationship between producers and players after they've talked about how they just fucked over Jamie with this footage. This is fascinating. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
I know you guys are like assigned producers, but how many are there, like, assigned each person?
So we're like sort of assigned producers. I mean, so when we first are agree to go on the show, they give, it's like one, my guy was Bill Dixon. So he would have like a few girls that he would kind of prep for the show. And then once you get there, you meet a bunch more producers. And then in the beginning, you're interviewed by like four or five. Okay. And then that kind of peters out as you create a strong relationship with one or two. And then, so I was like being mostly interviewed by Bill and this guy, Sean. And then Sean left because some of the producers will like leave at certain parts of the show to go work on other shows or go see their families or whatever. So it's not like a formal assignment.
So there is this, you're going on the show and you're dating The Bachelor, but you're also kind of dating the producers when you go in and they're seeing who is the best fit for the producers. Which person do you trust the most? I assume she trusted Bill Dixon the most. He was able to get the most out of her, so they assigned her him.
Yeah, but I mean, also these producers are like, they're the only people that you can talk to about the experience, and they're also controlling the experience. So even if you're not in an ITM, you're just sitting there talking to your handler, your producer, and being like, shit, I don't know, this is crazy. I haven't had a lot of sleep. I'm whatever. You're saying this thing to them and they're like, okay, we'll try and help you with that. But they're the one making you not get the sleep. They're the one fucking you up. You know, it's such a fucking bananas relationship. And this idea too, that like they're coming in and out, in and out, in and out. So even the people that you potentially build the most trust with, fuck it. They're going to do another show. Bye. You're on your own. And when that happens, what must you feel like as a player? Like, well, fuck, I'm done. They don't have long plans for me in this game if my producer just fucking left or got switched to another player or something, you know? So there are all these weird kind of signs I think you can pick up as a player about what their plans are for you if your producer starts just bailing on you or if they get mean with you or any of that shit. But I just loved this clip because it really, it illustrates very well, I think, the idea of what it is like for a player when you come into this weird experience, you don't know what to fucking expect, and immediately these people are assigned to you. Hi, I'm Bill Dixon. He's obviously been on the show for a long time. I'm going to be your one of your producers, and let's have this ITM. And then they're asking you like, well, how did you feel about when Ari licked the bowling ball? And how did you feel about whatever, you know? And you have to tell this person all this fucking shit. But meanwhile, they're also trying to get specific lines out of you. They're like pretending to be a friend while manipulating you into doing whatever they want for the show.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're not getting enough sleep? That's interesting. Next day, home invasion. Get on this hot air balloon.
They let you take a nap for like 15 minutes thinking you're going to get 8 hours of sleep, and then they're banging pots and pans in your room. Get the fuck up! It's time to go on the hot air balloon! This next clip we're going to play is Jacqueline Trumbull talking a little bit more about the relationship of producers with players. Here we go.
They become your, they're your only quote-unquote ally, even though they're not your ally. Like, does it feel like that when you're in it, or are you just like...
Yeah, I mean, it's really confusing because... So that show, Unreal, came out the same year that I went on The Bachelor. And so I had friends warning me, and I'd seen the first season, and I was like very freaked out about the producer relationships. You do form genuine friendships with them, but there's always an underlying current of like, are they manipulating me? Do I trust them? And that can last after the show also, because then there's other shows they might want you for. There are things they can't tell you. And so it's a really interesting, you love the producers. They really, they feel like they get you. They're fun. They're smart. Sometimes, I mean, they're the only, they're the opposite gender. And it's like when you're in a sea of women, to have like some guys around is great. So you really kind of trust them and like them in spite of your concerns. But there is that undercurrent of worry.
We get the idea in this that they're friends, but they're also fucking manipulating you. And even after the show, you're like, are they still trying to use me for some strange purpose within the game? And you never know if these fucking people, these producers, are your real friend or not. You never know. What a weird fucking relationship.
It is such a bizarre relationship. And I feel like it's not Stockholm syndrome, but I feel like it's got to be something similar. Like, technically you're not a prisoner, but you kind of are. And they're controlling, you know, your food, who you talk to, et cetera. It's kind of like a captor.
Yeah.
And you grow to love them. They're very good at what they do. They're charismatic.
But they're also like your only fucking lifeline. If you walk, like, I can only assume someone like Chad Johnson probably did not have a good relationship with his producers. And if you come into this show, if you come into this game telling the producers, like, fuck you, and this is all fake, fuck you, I'm not playing your game, maybe you'll become a villain at his level or something, but you're never going to win the game. You're never going to go through to the end. They did invite him to paradise, so maybe it's a decent strategy. But I think as a player, you have to walk this weird line where you're making the producers think like, oh, I do believe you're my friend, while what Jacqueline Trumbull is saying is true too. You're also like, well, I don't know if I can trust this, it quotes, friend of mine.
Yeah, you have to play ball unless you want them to fabricate a story in which it makes it look like you shit your pants, which is what they did with Chad Johnson.
But he really did shit his pants. That wasn't a fabricated story.
I thought that was fabricated.
No, I think he really shit his pants.
I mean, look, I don't know. I don't believe anything I see in the document.
This is hard-hitting journalism, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, and now we're going to go to the next clip, which is Jacqueline Trumbull discussing what I felt like this was probably the most important clip, actually, of this entire episode, this entire podcast, because she is really getting into the nitty-gritty about the idea of going into the show for TRR and having to pretend that you're not on a TV show, having to basically uphold that lie that this is just a way that we're all casually dating this person to find love, and to completely ignore the reality of the fact that you're on a massive TV production. I couldn't believe this clip. Enjoy it. If you want to hear that clip and our reaction to it, all you gotta do, it's very simple. You join us in the bottom of the pit. And to do that, you go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You join us down here. You dig around in the murky waters at the bottom of the pit with us. And you're going to get access to the rest of this episode, which is well over another hour's worth of content. You're also going to get access to what is now over 30 such episodes that exist in our Patreon. You can listen to all of them all day long if you like. You're also going to get access to some of the videos that we've dropped in there that we've made over the past year or so. You're also going to get access to our weekly live video stream pregame shows that happen 30 minutes before the airing of every episode of our beloved game. And those are perpetually in the Patreon. So even if you can't make them live, you can still watch all of them. Those are building up in there. You're going to get access to all the weird little songs that I drop in there, weird YouTube clips that I find. I just put one in there of a very beautiful, delicious piece of cringe content that happened on Ali Fedotowsky's season of The Bachelorette. If you haven't seen this shit, you must see this shit. But we have a growing community of people down in the bottom of the pit with us at this point as well. And so if you join our Patreon, you get access to the Discord, where you can go in there and talk about Bachelor stuff and Game of Roses stuff all the live long day. And you can even submit your own screams through that Discord, which we will play one of every week on This Week in Bachelor Nation. So we hope to see you very soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit Everyone who wants to come in, it's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin. But now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.